going to do two things today. It's the 2nd of December.
Recording in progress.
2nd of December 2022 at 09 hours. Good morning, Mark Lengua. So, last meeting of the year. So, let's have fun today. Thank you very much. So, honorable members, we're going to be doing two things today. We're going to consider and adopt the report of the oversight visit to the Eastern Cape, which was done between the 4th and the 2nd of November 2022. And we are also going to consider and adopt some minutes today. So I'm going to rush a bit because time would be against us, and there are some members requested to attend to some other issues also. So if I am far, unfortunately, you were forwarded the document, and therefore we probably don't have to spend too much time. So, Ms. Marja Lamba, can you give me an indication of attendance and apologies, please?
Good morning, and thank you, Chair President, Dr. Jacobs, Mr. Munyayo, Ms. Gela, Mr. Siwela, Ms. Ishmael, Mam Kengwa, and Mr. Van Staden. I've received an apology from Mr. Imam Sheikh. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Who is here from the department? I haven't been able to have a look. Participant Chief from department. Mr. Patla, if you can please indicate for us.
Sorry to disturb, Chair. No. May I just come for a minute?
Yes, Ms.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Honourable Clark is just waiting for the host to let them in. She has put it on our group.
Yes, and I noticed that she says she's on a phone and that Honourable Wilson is with her. And they're going to use one device. And she did say that she already read the report and that she supports the report. Thank you very much for informing us. Mr. Manjira Lamba will attend to that. Mr. Khatla?
No, good morning, Honourable Chair. We're not invited for this.
Oh, okay. Thank you for reminding me. Right, so Honourable Member, let me just read the rules. Welcome you to this meeting. It's a virtual meeting of the Committee of the Portfolio Committee on Health. I'd like to remind you that this virtual meeting is deemed to be in the precinct of Parliament and therefore constitutes a meeting of a Committee of the National Assembly for official purposes only. In addition to the rules of virtual sitting, the rules of the National Assembly, including the rules of debate, apply. Members enjoy the same powers and privileges that apply in a sitting of the National Assembly. Members should equally note that anything said in the virtual platform is deemed to have been said to the House and may be ruled upon. All members who have logged in shall be considered to be present and are requested to mute their microphones and only unmute when recognized to speak. This is because the microphones are very sensitive and will pick up noise which might disturb the attention of other members. When recognized to speak, please unmute your microphone and connect your video. Members may make use of the icons on the bar at the bottom of the screens, which has an option that allows members to put a piece on their hand to raise points of order. The secretariat will assist in alerting the chairperson to members requesting to speak. When using the virtual system, members are urged to refrain or desist from unnecessary points of order. I will take the hand of Honorable Munyai that has been raised.
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much. I just wanted to establish as to why the department is not invited. How will they know on issues they need to pay attention to? Maybe if I could be guided, please. I know this is our matter, but I thought perhaps the overall custodian of the healthcare in the country will be the ministry and the MEC. For Eastern Cape, I thought those two would be invited. But if there's any rationale, we can be taken into confidence. Thank you.
Thank Thank you, Ms. Majalamba. Would you be able to assist me then?
Thank you, Chair. We have never invited the department nor the provinces when we adopt reports. Reports are tabled in the HSC and they go to the House and the Ministry. Together with the MECs, we have access to those reports. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Munya, does that assist in any way?
Oh, it is a, I thought maybe there's any rule that says we can't call the department. So there's no rule, but we can call them and engage with them. But she's just sharing us the precedent. So let's proceed, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I just need a minute from you, please. Can you excuse me? Just for 1 minute. Something very urgently. So, Ms. Majalamba, I will open my screen. I had the document here somewhere at the back, but now I'll have to redo it because I closed it when there was. Just give me a second, let me open that document again. Also, just to remind us that. I understand what Honorable Munyai was saying, but just to remind us that adoption in the committee is normally an internal process. And for that purpose, we had not invited the department, as is normal protocol. Now I'm going to open my screen. Did you make me, am I allowed to share screen? Yes. Oh, I see it's disabled. Can I be allowed to share my screen, please?
You are allowed to share.
Thank you. Okay. Honorable members, can you see that screen now?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. So, honourable members, this is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Health on the oversight visit of the 4th to the 6th of November 2022 to Eastern Cape. The Portfolio Committee had undertaken this oversight, and the purpose of the visit are the three reports which we had seen. One was the report of the health ombuds, the other one is the report of the SIU, the third one was the report of the public protector, and then some media coverages which we had seen, which spoke to a number of items, and the items are raised there, like newborn babies that are overcrowded and understaffed wards, waste materials in the corridors, etc., facilities not having enough ambulances, staff shortages, meaning one has to take care of 50 patients, water shortages to the facility, unhygienic conditions are prevalent at the hospitals, and nurses being forced to act as cleaners in some instances, security guards often forced to cover up for absence, medical staff and carry patients into casualty. So for that purpose, make sure that your names are mentioned. They are the names of those who had participated in the oversight visit. These are the parliamentary officials who had escorted us and assisted us. These are the officials from the National Department of Health. These are the sites which we visited: Uterine Provincial Hospital, Doran Ginzelton Regional Hospital, Livingston Tertiary Hospital, and Port Elizabeth Provincial Hospital. Our first visit was to Uterine Hospital, where we had received a presentation by the acting CEO, present in the meeting. meeting with provincial health officials, district management team, UPH management, health professionals, corporate board members and unions. It's a 238-bed district hospital. We had discussions on the bed utilization rate. The acting CEO updated us on the status of the appointment, challenges and actions, which were delayed in filling of non-clinical positions, waiting for approval from the head office. The facility does not have a quality assurance manager. Requests for reactivation of the boat have been submitted. On the lifts two were working, one has been fixed. Autoclaves have been reported to not be functioning to the provincial infrastructure department. They've been continuously giving problems. There's problems with gangsters posing a challenge to the safety of the staff. Access control and guard allocation has been strengthened. Additional cameras installed. Patient records managed, mismanagement, and insufficient filing space remains a challenge. That filling should be filing, just one small correction. There's been a weeding program, and they've organized an occupable garage to create space for filing. Appointment on a chief general worker received the support visit from the district chief and HIV management teams. Hospital board was inducted in August. The CEO briefed us shortly on the public protector's report on additional vehicles. They only have two vehicles. They need some more transport and assistance. Bucky is needed to transport large amounts of stock from the depot stores. They were currently only using one hospital. The current vehicles are not sufficient. Need for one extra sedan and one bucket. On issues observed in the eye care unit, it's indicated the hospital is compliant that the eye care unit fully equipped all oxygen points were fixed in the wards and the trauma unit. And on staff accommodation, it was highlighted that doctor's residence upgrade in 2016, repainting doors and electrical, security gates and burglar bars were fixed in 2018. Nurses home, the building was damaged by leaking reservoir in the roof. Community service nurses are accommodated doctor's quarters when space is available. Due to budgetary constraints, repair and refurbishment of nurses' home could not be funded. Will be included as part of the health professional accommodation project of the department. Committee committed a walkabout. We saw the following as casualties fall and overcrowded, poor ventilation, untidy boxes stored next to patient beds, medicines are properly stored, no patient privacy, patient salmon, no curtains being drawn, emergency unit was overcrowded, limited space, restart room, very small, three-bedded, children, adults, and the neonates restarted in the same room, the waiting area is very small. Some of the detail, honourable members, I would hope you would have read. Storage room has a shortage of linen. I'm only highlighting trauma consultation room was understaffed. Only one trauma trained nurse, specialist trauma nurse, only one trauma unit operations manager who works only night shift. Theatres, two out of three theatres were functional. Staffing shortage is a major challenge. Shortage of cleaning materials, autoclaving is a challenge. Sport has not received uniforms in 4 years, wearing casual clothes. Neonatal theatre, three nurses working at the theatre, not theatre trained. Eye care theatre, five-bedded units with separate neonatal eye care. Theatre was neat and tidy. Ventilation at the neonatal ICU is not adequate. Mental health unit also, bed linen was provided, patient using their own blankets. Kitchen appeared clean and neat. There was a three-year food supply, there was a contract in place, not been supplying fish and chicken livers, fiery date and food items missing, fridge storage capacity needs to be assessed, kitchen sink is leaking, roof is leaking, the mortuary, the walk-in, the cold room, donated by Volkswagen Motor Company, severe understaffing in the hospital mortuary. With one official working as a porter, cleaner, and administrator with no acting allowance. Laundry small, three machines. It is outsourced. It was reported machines that needed to be replaced with a 5-year maintenance plan, included generator, diesel generator, 80%. It can provide power to 80% of the hospital, but we're now exempt from load shedding. In staffing, there's a shortage of trained nurses and clinical staff, such as cleaners, infrastructure and maintenance, the bed and linen shortages at the facility, bed and medical equipment, ventilation poor throughout the hospital. Functioning in a poor condition as the cooling, as the ceiling panels were damaged and dirty and the floor was damaged. At Doran Gidza Hospital, we received input from the same team who were present, except at the time the hospital management of Livingston Hospital, the CEO, health professionals and members of the union. It's a 627-bedded facility. There are only 596 are usable beds, and those are the services which they offer. They mentioned that the only burn unit in the Western region has been the best one in the country. Also, the Chuchizela Center. It's just noteworthy that they have, of these large disciplines, and they're the only ones doing obstetric and gynecology and pediatrics and neonatology. And then one can see clearly that some of these disciplines are spread between the different hospitals, and they do not necessarily do the same. These hospitals provide the same services in terms of the disciplines of medicine. The pressures on maternity, neonatal, and pediatric services, an ever-increasing demand, which outweighs the physical and human resources available. Pregnant women often have to sleep on chairs, mattresses, long cesarean section waiting lists. On average, 10 to 30 patients on the waiting list, and some have to wait several days to get an elective cesarean section. Only facility where cesarean sections are performed in the entire Western region leads to adverse outcomes, increased perinatal mortality rates. Maternity cases already overflow to PE provincial hospital, 16 beds that they made available. Severe overcrowding of the neonatal units with high bed utilization rate. This leads to increased mortality due to hospital acquired infections. The pediatric ICU serves as the only ICU for all children in the Western region. There are 6 beds. These beds must cater for all children, both medical and surgical conditions. On average, 2 children or infants in need of ICU care are able to access these services due to all 6 beds being occupied. There are no pediatric eye care beds that can alleviate the pressure on the pediatric ICU. And sometimes patients be sent to private facilities as a last resort to save lives. Plans to decrease the pressure of maternity and neonatal and pediatric services as follows. Movement of the tertiary maternity, neonatal, pediatric services to Livingston Hospital. It's noted that Dora, I'm going to just call it Dora for short, expected to take over surgery and orthopedic services from Livingston Hospital. As per the data service package of a regional hospital, establishment of a district hospital in the metro is required and increasing the number of pediatric ICU units to 10. The infrastructure is available, the staff is needed. The challenge facilities to highlight follows. Access control at the gate. Gates must be moved and replaced. Movement pedestrian access gates must also be added. Speed humps are needed to slow down traffic approaching the gate. Guard house is positioned in the wrong place. It's outside of the gate. When they close the gates, needs to be shifted. There needs a pollution. The gaps in the perimeter fencing at the Spondo Street area with uncontrolled access to criminals, livestock and domestic animals, CCTV system was moved from the field hospital to the hospital, and a new system with 74 cameras almost completed traffic control from Spondo Street. The request is out to system to write to the municipality for the construction of a traffic circle with they've had no response. EMS response time is also affected as they get dispatched from the EMS base at Dora. Roof leakages, extensive leakages of the roof in the whole hospital, frequent closure of the THCs, which cause an overstretched Dora to struggle with maternity and accident and emergency, and laundry services not attended to at Livingston Hospital. so they've now created small in-house laundry and storage of mental health beds in the bedrooms. There's a frequent chart on availability of beds for mentally ill patients, resulting being nursed on stretchers for nearby for several days. Finances, medical legal teams, volunteers, disabled friends are taken up from the facility's budget, and accruals cause a deficit on the facility's budget, leading to severe budget constraints that I assume where budgets are up. Unreliable water supply from the municipality and staffing, non-appointment clinical staff since 2018, restrictive recruitment processes continue to cause frustration, and an updated situational analysis was as follows. His daughter has absorbed most of the clinical COVID-19. Separate presentation by the human resource manager was going to be done. Budgeted to 8 million include for infrastructure, we have the building with 72-hour units. First meeting with all stakeholders to determine priorities held on 3rd of December 2022. 72-hour water was relocated October 2022 and was done due to staff complaints about unhygienic and inhumane environment caused by the patient of pollution facilities and no isolation room. And since I'm not sure that 2002, since 8th October 2002, there's been no patient nurse on chairs. I think we need to look at that 2002. I think it was 2020 initially. Ms. Majalamba and Ms. Ngumane, at that point. 16 beds were made available for the provincial hospital located for maternity overflow. Committee conducted a walkabout at Oran Ginza Regional Hospital. Specialty, poor condition, sense of water damage, shortage of medical staff. Two insemination beds, three trolley beds, season average 20 to 30 patients per day, average 20 time, more than 3 hours, cleanliness was poor, resuscitation room very small, fully equipped, not conducive to its purpose, maternity ward, a 40-bedded unit, which was renovated from the Bill Clinton Foundation, variant section ward, only one bed available, emphasizes shortage of beds, toilets were very unhygienic, members of the but if the patient's records were not stored properly, presence of young pregnant girls at the maternity ward were noted. Labor ward, three delivery rooms, theater was not functional due to staff shortages. Antenatal ward, reported bed shortages, staff shortages, two professional nurses per shift. Patients use their own blankets. Postnatal ward, two wards of 30 beds each, shortage of beds, major constraints, three beds available for post-delivery section. Neonatal ICU, six-bedded units, beds are adequate, are inadequate. Unit needs to be expanded, however, staff shortages make your channel. Current nursing staff not constrained in neonatal care. There are no neonatologists in the hospital. Members of the committee appreciate the commitment and dedication of the staff, but also the lack of training opportunities. Pediatric ICU, severe bed and staff shortages, prices of commitment is to accommodate 10 beds, but due to staff shortages, expansion is not possible. Due to challenges, children require ICU attention. General ward, pediatric ward, 40-bedded unit, that sometimes increases to 70 beds. Overcrowding could lead to infection outbreak. Unit operates only two professional nurses at the L block. They provide specialist dermatological service with the specialist daily in attendance. Laundry, no proper space for laundry services. Laundry sorted out. In front of the list, human resource support service, only one official responsible for laundry, kitchen, security, cleaning, and garden due to staff shortages. Mortuary was closed due to staff shortages. Infrastructure maintenance was in a poor condition. Members noticed with concern that it was an occupational health and safety hazard, mental health unit, 35-bedded unit, with forced seclusion rooms. Monitored CCTV system, which is not working properly, not patients are there, but not properly monitored. Maintenance infrastructure, huge concern. Wealthy 2015, not safe for patients and staff, and maximum look like it can collapse. Shortage of professional nurses with psychiatry training and advanced psychiatric nurses. Staff reported lack of training opportunities. Even if 2 hour observation unit currently converting a general ward into a 72-hour observation ward. Kitchen has staff with no protective clothing, no hot water. Oven electric pots were not functioning. Shortage of staff. Cleaners have not been appointed since 2018. patients generally wait from 6:30 to around 11 a.m. for the files. Pharmacies and clinics in the surrounding area, stock availability was at 95%. Hospital share with other hospitals as needed, and vice versa. In general, hospitals in general, many dirty and unkempt in the middle. There's a lack of maintenance and cleaning attributed to the moratorium on appointment of non-clinical staff. Toilets used by patients described as disgusting by the members, but limited fancy from the nursing home to the 7th floor. Building often does not have electricity, water, nurses have to carry nurse buckets of water up the stairs. And then at Livingston Hospital, met with the CEO, then the team, same team as before, hospital board members, the union. CEO addressed the fact that the whole facility has been affected by COVID-19. There was a governance collapse. Further indicated staff morale has been negatively affected by COVID-19, that they are tired, and noted that they have not received any support post-COVID-19. Indicated hospital is faced with severe staff shortages, maintenance very poor, they rely too much on outsourcing. Highlighted that since 2018, there has never been replacement of non-clinical staff. Safety and security is a big issue. You know that Livingston has not completed the decomplexing process. They have a budget of 1.4 billion rand and 400 unfunded beds. Budget is shared with for Elizabeth Provincial Hospital because the latter doesn't have its own budget, and he's also the CEO for both hospitals. It is a tertiary hospital, but cannot change the way walking. Committee observation. On the walkabout, ICU 16-bedded unit is not adequate. Severe staff shortages, ICU, to point the patients who skip their doses of medication. One does the test of 15 patients. Four doctors who push patients is a shortage of portals. There's no head of department in theaters. Functional theaters are not adequate. 8 out of 10 are functional. 2, the accident emergency theaters are being renovated. They're not functioning due to non-compliance of fire detection regulations, as well as having access control issues. Oncology department requires about 100 million rand to repair the oncology machines, severe impact on oncology treatment. Orthopedic, shortage of implants. Patients wait 2 to 3 weeks for implants. There are 100 trauma orthopedic patients on the waiting list. Renal unit, 3 renal units, 8 patients undergoing hemodialysis. Patient transportation is a challenge. There's a medical ward. There's 2 male wards, female wards, and medical wards, 2 female. 45 beds each, loose room, terrible condition. Windows in the female are suicide-proof, following suicide incidents. Patients use their flags. The member committee noted that patient's privacy and dignity was not reported, was not respected. Medical equipment, CT scan, not functional since 2018. Water, 300,000 rand liter tank donated by the gift of the givers. They built a whole 220 meter deep hole. To supply water capacity, water tank was located. Another one next nearby has been signed. Contract been signed to fence in the water tanks as well as nearby wasteland area on hospital ground. Diesel tank and all 20,000 liters supply 90% full. The hospital is currently exempt from load shedding. Budget for boiler fuel was depleted. This has an impact on linen and surgeries. Engine has no oil, they have to wait for 8 weeks to get the oil kitchen. The air staff shortages, 13 food service workers, patients to 700 patients, no cleaners, cooking staff have to clean. 2 pots are not functioning properly, which poses a huge occupational health hazard to the staff. Food trolleys are old, food warmers are not working. The staff is now predicted the automated kitchen. Kitchen system project has stalled due to lack of funding. Unfortunately, at the capacity of 69, 28 bodies, which has not been claimed for the past 6 months. Very bad smell because of that. Staffs have been informed. They are taking too long. We said we would write the steps. We should do that as soon as we complete it with the adoption of the report. At least 2 machines were broken at the time of the visit in the laundry room. 2 autoclaves not working. Availability of linen, they say, is improving. The acting manager in the laundry is responsible for cleaning, security, food services, and waste. Staff and laundry will not issue uniforms or protective clothing 2020. Infrastructure maintenance, toilets are leaking. Smell of urine and passages in the ward. Lifts are not working in the B block, which houses the pediatric unit. Maintenance facility has not been attended to for many years. The staff in hospital does not have a facilities manager. 14 vacant posts of operational managers. People in acting positions are not compensated. The initiatives highlighted inability in leadership at the instability in leadership at the facility. Safety and security is poor, doors are unlocked, people who bathe the back of the facility, hospitals, toilets have been vandalized, flashlights and taps are stolen, hospital records are not properly filed, they get all over the hospital. Hospital is unhygienic, infection control in general, medical waste not being collected and not stored properly. Beds are stored everywhere, outside and inside, also in the passages next to the concern was raised about staff members who wear union t-shirts to work and not uniform. Port Elizabeth Provincial Hospital, the committee has also received a formal presentation. Committee observations, we had a walkabout, the cath lab and theatre, wonderful condition, beautiful. They see 5 patients per week, this is where they do stents for patients, and then also open heart surgery, replacement of valves, but they have a challenge with the procurement of valves. There are staff shortages, no full-time medical staff after hours. Temporary ICU, 6-bedded unit, which is shared between adults and children. The unit is undergoing renovation. There are no doctors on call. Pediatric oncology, 12-bedded unit. Unit was clean with proper ventilation. I think this was a unit that was supported by some foundation or company. ENT unit, poor lighting in one of the wards and black mold on the walls. The windows are very dirty, bathroom is poor condition, no curtains between beds, ENT theatre does not have a theatre. Record section was housed in a very old building, there was evidence of water damage. It really is very bad how these records are just plucked down in the building. Committee members were concerned with the filing system was not effective in a small room. Boxes piled, no system to manage medical records. Pharmacy available to medicine was a great concern. Due to a non-payment, suppliers were opting not to supply medicine. For instance, Sanofi was another critical supplier, which is likely to close its account. It's small, tiny, neat, medicines well organized. Air conditioner was broken. Medicines need to be kept at cool temperature. Been broken since April, the facility staff struggled to obtain an order number from head office and service number to come out to fix the psychiatry. 72-hour observation unit, 1,018 female, 18 male patients. Patients are supposed to spend 72 hours, sometimes up to 2 months, waiting for beds at the Elizabeth Duncan Hospital. Shortage of adolescent psychiatrists and units, as the number of adolescent patients have increased. Water shortage or storage. Water storage, a large water tank or bladder was observed as donated by the gift of the units. Remember that there is a drought in the Eastern Cape. So this is what it's all about. It works. So this is providing fencing and shading around the water tank, the gift of the units that provided borders to hospital as well. Linen section, it was impressive. It appeared to be neat and generally clean. It was outsourced to a company. It's taken to Livingston Hospital. But there were issues with proper service delivery. Nurses' home, the old nurses' home was dilapidated in a terrible condition. Committee report is prone to vagrants and theft, broken windows. Building nearby was the Tara nurses' home. Building 2 leaked in, was in poor condition with visible water damage, peeling paint, and general state of disrepair. Infrastructure and maintenance infrastructure is dilapidated in poor condition. Lack maintenance and needs to be refurbished. The air conditioner was not. Building with supervisory staff at the hospital, only one company, 2 patients. The meeting with the MEC and other officials of the department, we met with the MEC for health, Dr. Ms. Nomako Sazana Meth, and the HOD, Dr. Rolene Wagner, other senior officials. And I, the chair, highlighted the following observations and findings, financial issues, the budget cuts. Facilities are unable to deliver optimal services due to financial constraints, with gross medical legal fees depleting facilities budget. Governance with respect to Livingston and Port Elizabeth Provincial Hospital, the key challenge is the complexing, making it possible to ensure governance of 2 facilities, both facilities managed by 1 CEO, which is a challenge, human resources. Staff shortage is a major challenge across all visitor facilitators and facilities. Both clinical and non-clinical staff, appointment of non-clinical folks was last done in 2018. Infrastructure, the committee expressed concern. concern on the state of infrastructure, all the facilities, maintenance not done at all, but all visited facilities, infrastructure dilapidated with leaks, water peeling off, general lack of space, overcrowding, lack of privacy. Dolphin Ginza was built in 2015, but it's at the brink of collapse and there are cracks in the wall. Cleanliness, all visited facilities were very unhygienic, except for some units and facilities were from Michelin. The laundry services are not properly functioning in all visited facilities. And there were challenges with safety and security at all of the facilities. People fight outside the hospitals, they can fight inside the hospitals, which are safety. That's the conclusion. Despite the aforementioned observation committee was impressed, the level of commitment from the management and officials in the facilities, condition which they work extremely depressing, yet they exhibit compassion to the health users who depend on them for service. MEC's remark. Provide a political overview. She mentioned the five pillars of the turnaround strategy, which is financial sustainability, integrated medical legal strategy, service delivery optimization, digitalization, building healthy communities, medical legal claims. She highlighted, spoke a lot about the medical legal claims, which in the previous year they paid out 920 million rand, 44 million rand in the current year, and they explained that process to us. And that they were complemented by the support from the Office of the Premier and the Provincial Treasury, as well as the SIU, because if not, stop medical and legal claims to bring the whole administration to its knees. Also purchased three specialized customized vehicles to accommodate cerebral palsy children. Strengthening legal services, highlighted the following, has decided to pursue Project Guide, management of medical legal, including strengthening of in-house legal services, and provincial traders has provided 5 million rand for this. They are in the process of selection of 5 legal advisors, senior managers, while the chief director, part of the 21, reportedly brought in legal services, including medical legal, and their support is beyond medical legal, including credibility of the data by contingent liability management and larger coordination. By centralizing the PARCHA application process, the ability of the department to engage with the submitted file to ensure that issues that are picked up are there, each file carries information on the patient and what is likely to be challenged. And they also mentioned of files disappearing, so that needs to be brought in. The mental health receiving responsiveness, launched a state-of-the-art adolescent and child health unit for England Hospital, and also St. Barnabas state-of-the-art 33-bed mental health unit is being finalized. Province will be strengthened community-based mental health services in rural areas by employing 51 regional counselors, primarily for the mental illness prevention programs for individuals and communities. Officials currently being recruited, majority are appointed end of October 2022. Then the effort to build the capacity of mental health institutions for the England Tower, Kumari, and the Duncan Hospital. And recommendations of the health ombuds, MSC noted that the department has implemented most of the ombudsman recommendations, tower mental and rehabilitation units, taking of the disciplinary measures against qualified individuals, rectification of systematic challenges, such as the non-availability of the director for mental health and head office. I don't know if that shouldn't be systemic challenges or not systematic challenges. The lack of necessary protocols, the repairing of minor infrastructure challenges, department is process is also challenges infrastructure such as perimeter fencing, proper positioning of the kitchen. Presentation by the HOD, it's facing the time, she mentioned the challenges the department is facing and the time frame they all highlighted the following objectives: create conducive health facility spaces which accommodates all staff and clients, all clinical service, support services areas to ensure the rendering quality services in the short, medium, and long term, service delivery model of the health department. Make all buildings compliant with safety regulations. Deliver approved building plans for all buildings and obtain occupation for the biggest buildings short term. Short, medium, and long term infrastructure plan for Nelson Mandela Bay Hospital to as follows. The hospitals in earmarked to undergo infrastructure improvement, alterations, additions of the MTS, and those hospitals mentioned there. Six of them projects at the initiation stage. Plan milestones include the finalization of design, the procurement of contractors in year one, and construction and commissioning in years two and three. And primary healthcare facilities earmarked to undergo infrastructure improvements. They also have eight of these, most of them CHDs. And then the HOD reported following steps the department has taken to secure budget for the three major infrastructure projects. Initiate the process for undertaking improvement measures, three major infrastructure improvements in Livingston Hospital, Northern Gateway, the provincial. HOD wrote to the National Department of Health Director General, Dr. Bisalesi, 11 October 22, requesting the three facilities to include the National Department of Health in-kind grant funded projects, so that the project can be made shovel-ready and be considered for BFI funding from National Treasury. Estimated cost multi-year major infrastructure project, 1.9 billion rand, meets the minimum threshold requirement of 1 billion rand for BFI. Currently, no budget been allocated towards the three major infrastructure projects, and the request of the National Department of Health is assessed initially with the funding, with funding the cost of bringing these projects to shovel readiness, which is for the development of the clinical brief, a strategic brief, concept, design development, and the design documentation in terms of the National Treasury's infrastructure delivery management system and framework for infrastructure delivery procurement management. The committee recommendation. In terms of human resources, we made the following recommendations to the MEC for health. Ensure that the staff complement in all health facilities is improved by ensuring non-clinical and non-clinical positions are filled. Read your organizational structures for health facilities to ensure alignment of programs with budget constraints, increase funding for academic training to increase the pool of specialists, support services staff working conditions should be improved upon. Moratorium and appointment of non-clinical staff needs to be reconsidered given the impact on clinical services and financial management. Provincial departments should report to the committee on progress made in the implementation of integrated medical legal strategy. Provincial departments should ensure that all health facilities have proper filing system to mitigate the theft of patients' records. Present to the committee's plan to address and eliminate accrual infrastructure, address infrastructure challenges, facilities. Present the committee with a quarterly report on the implementation of infrastructure projects. Prioritize an urgent intervention regarding inadequate and dilapidated infrastructure. Port Elizabeth Provincial Hospital, Doreen Ginza Regional Hospital, generators should be tested, maintained regular basis. Integrate all health infrastructure maintenance plans and ensure that budgets are appropriately ring-fenced and spending levels are maintained. Medical equipment. Ensure timely procurement of essential medical equipment. Ensure the service maintenance agreement in place. For medical equipment, medical equipment maintained timely. Maintenance budget of essential medical equipment should be prioritized. The calibration of emergency medical equipment should be prioritized on a regular basis. Essential support services, ensure that laundry machines upgraded, tools of a maintenance plan, hospital have an in-house laundry service, ensure adequate laundry staff, and the decomplexing in terms of governance and leadership, decomplexing of Livingston Hospital and Port Elizabeth Hospital. Port Elizabeth Provincial Hospital, what provincial must go in there, should be prioritized. The organogram should be finalized and vacant posts filled for the hospital to improve service delivery. Honorable members, I've gone through this very fast because of our time constraints. And, yes, it was quite a challenge to read that fast, but thank you very much for listening, and hopefully you would all have read the report. I will take hands. I see the first hand is Honorable Munyai. Any other hands? Emaguayo? Garden? Any other hands? In that order, Honorable members?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, for the opportunity. I'm not going to open up the video because we're not living in load shedding, but we're living in a very serious crisis of blackout. Thank you very much for the report. and for reading that report that has been also presented before. Chairperson, we must also know that some of the infrastructure we inherited, so far as the hospital is concerned, and it's also related from the apartheid era. I'm not saying that what we inherited from apartheid era should not be fixed. I'm just making a statement. As the legislature or members of parliament, we shouldn't be wallowing in despair at the enormity of the challenges. Instead, we must face the challenges through the policy intervention and request the Ministry of Health intervention, working closely with the MEC of Health in Eastern Cape. And we don't resolve challenges through playing politics in the public gallery, as some may do. Giving this report to the ministry after adoption will help in immediate intervention on all issues raised before this report, rather than waiting for political debate in the National Assembly while the status quo remains. We have to change how this portfolio committee works going forward. Another recommendation is that the MEC should be assisted to apply for Treasury Infrastructure Fund and the Neighborhood Fund to develop and renew these hospitals and also the neighborhood that is closer to this hospital. The proposal I made for intervention, Honorable Chair, is not about Section 139 intervention, because the opportunists will run for immediate easy solution, because they don't know, as Madiba would have said, there's no easy walk to freedom. I further recommend that we should spend our next Nelson Mandela voluntary day of 67 minutes in cleaning the Livingstone Hospital, not paid by Parliament. We should use our own ticket, and we must go and spend our own minutes doing that. That will encourage all the people of Eastern Cape. And we must congratulate Honorable Chair, Dr. Nelson Mandela and Commandante Castro on Doctors Exchange Program. The Cuban showed us how little funds they can do much. Whilst they are waiting for digitization, the Cuban doctor there used the computer disk to store the data of cardiology patients that include children and also the adults. We have to request that this report be shared through the portfolio committee, such that the ministry can begin to act now, as I said earlier, before the issue really have to go through the HEC. I must also recommend that we must, where there's a good work done, we must really encourage those people. We know the condition as you presented them. That is the true reflection of the report of what we have left. But remember, the MPs, their task is not to fiscally intervene, which is to do oversight and hold the ministry accountable, and also ensure that there's intervention to resolve those issues. One of the key recommendations I want to put forward is that, I think you put that recommendation, that regular report by the ministry, by the MEC on the progress relating to the work being done to turn around the situation. And I think this report was based, our visit there was also encouraged by the outcome of the SIU. So we must also make sure that we zero in on the medical legal claims, because as we look at that this report, Honorable Chair, that those infrastructure are the basis for huge medical legal claims. If we don't turn things around, I'm referring now to those that are the executives that are mandated to do that work, situation could be very worse in terms of the medical legal claim. And I think there must also be appreciation of the issue of the national question to really consider the talent of the diverse community of the PE. Those are the African people, colored communities, and white communities. That must be expressed in the highest position of the CEO. And I think I must emphasize what you have raised in the report, that we can't have one CEO looking at two hospitals. That must be attended as a matter of urgency. Honorable Chair, these challenges are here for us to resolve through the Ministry of Health and through the MEC of Health in Eastern Cape. But I must say the intervention must start immediately. We must start immediately after we adopted this report. We must have the mechanism to engage the ministry for him to have this report to intervene immediately. So that even when we go to debate, there should be a progress that's happening going forward. Honorable Chair, the state of affairs don't look good. I don't want to sugarcoat it, because so it is, we should appreciate ourselves that we went there and find this in our own. So therefore, Honorable Chair, I don't want to waste your time. I must say that I must congratulate the Portfolio Committee and yourself, Chairperson, for recommending that we should go and conduct oversight in the area of the TE in Eastern Cape, so-called Kwehanau. So that visit was an eye-opener. The insight showed us that what is the challenges in a rural and semi-urban area, that the resources must be diverted to those areas. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Honorable Munyai. Honorable Tembakwayo.
Good morning, Chairperson, and thanks for this opportunity. The presentation, the report, as it was done today, is the truth. We were all there, those of us who had an opportunity to go on this oversight. We were all disturbed, psychologically so, at some other moments, because of exactly what we saw. And what we saw has been reflected in this report, except maybe on two things. The fact that we recommended, I remember there was somewhere after the HOD's presentation, there was a comment, I made a comment to say, but what is the purpose of building, of embarking on new buildings while we have very strong buildings, irrespective of the era when the buildings were built, but they are very strong. To recommend that they don't have to build something new, nor to build a building on top of a building, but we recommended that they should make improvements on the already dilapidated buildings. So that's where the money should go to, because I mean the hospital status is very bad in and out. So we need to make improvements first before we can think of adding another building into this. And you also, Chairperson, commented on that immediately after the HOD presented. And to say you gave the committee, you gave the Guevara health department 3 months to do something, to come back to us. So we must give them that period of 3 months. They are working on something and so on and so on. And when they come back to us, we will do a recheck on what is it that has been achieved so far pertaining to what we saw, the outcome of the oversight. I think we have to keep to that, and we have to respect the decision that we took. The decisions are usually binding, as I think they appear in the thing. Not to say there shouldn't be constant communication within this period of 3 months, either with the MEC or with the hospital's management and so forth. And I don't know, maybe I missed somewhere because I was struggling to join. But is there somewhere where you mentioned the acting CEO position, that he's being paid by the Department of Health while he's earning a salary? I think we were engaged a lot about this issue, and I think it's very much unfair. It's an ailing province financially, so we can't expect that he be paid from that. I don't even know where the money is coming from. And he's not staying in just a simple, ordinary place. I think he's paying around 10,000 or more a month for the place where he is staying. So I wonder whether it has been noted and so on, but it has to be reflected. If it's not reflected, I'll definitely point it out during the time when we do the debate and make something very strong that the health department must come down to solve this this issue. But I am in agreement with the report. I mean, that is the truth reflection. We don't just say no everywhere, but with this one, I was there, I saw, and it's exactly the information that we do, and we will, as the health committee, engage on the how this whole situation must be improved, not as a single political party, but as a committee of health. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable, thank you very much, Honorable Van Staden.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now, I'm impressed, very impressed with the report. Thank you to the committee secretary for compiling this report. I think it's a true reflection of what had happened. I must agree with Member Tim McGuire about observation of remarks regarding the infrastructure, about old buildings and state of building new buildings. I think it must just be added to the report, and also the issue of the CEO. I think it also must be added to the report. Were those amendments made to the report? if it's added to the report, then I'm also in full support of this report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Gela.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, let me also join my colleagues by welcoming the report. And indeed, this is the true reflection of what we saw during our oversight visit in Eastern Cape, and everything is captured accordingly. And we really appreciate the good work that you are doing, Chair, and also the recommendation that you have recommended, but also supporting what Honorable Nyai has just said in terms of making sure that at least we appoint the department fast track the issue of appointment of CEO in all those hospitals, but also fast track the issue of organogram and appoint non-clinical and also clinical staff so that at least work can be done accordingly. But also, Chair, on the issue of monitoring, I think, as you said, that after 3 months, we'll get a progress report in terms of how far they are in terms of correcting and also implementing service delivery in that province. And also appreciate the work that the new appointed MEC, because he was just recently appointed sometimes last year, late last year, but really the work has been done in those difficult conditions. And also when she was doing presentation, I think all of us, we saw and also the effort and also the strategy, the turnaround strategy that they are going to implement, and they've already started in some of the areas in Eastern Cape. But also, Chen, the other issue that I want to say, Chen, is that we also saw bad and also good things that are happening in those hospitals. But also, Chen, I think as a committee, we accept the report, and also we are looking forward to make sure that there is a change. We'll make sure that we monitor very close in terms of making sure we correct what needs to be corrected. In that term, Chair, I want to support the report as tabled before us today by the by you and also the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you very much, Chair. It's a true reflection of what we saw in Eastern Cape. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kaba.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, let me rise to welcome the report indeed, and also support Honorable Gela out of what she has raised now. And indeed, we need to support the MEC. She's not long there, but she's trying very hard. And Honorable Mnyai had also raised very important things to say as a portfolio, accept our work, but getting back to work with communities that had elected us is very important. So I support that what he had raised with regard to proposal for Mandela Day. But also, Chair, to say that even within the report, we must also acknowledge the good things that we may have realized, because our intervention as colleagues and honorable members will recall, one other incident which also touched me, as like Honorable Themba Kwayo had raised, one was that of Nomatola Falini, who was late, like 10 days late, to give birth. I received a report out of our intervention within 3 days that the matter was attended to, and they are happily having a child with his husband. So I wish to commend the good work that Dora has done. So that's why I'm raising the fact that at least we also need to support the good work that has been done. And with that, like as Honorable Mnyai had raised, that within the ministry, the report be raised and be adopted in the House, Chair, the report is welcome. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Clark. Is Honorable Wilson also going to say something there with you?
I'll cover it. She's with me, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the report, and I think the report is a true reflection on what we had observed. I would also like to support Member Themba Kwayo and Member von Straden to add those recommendations in terms of the acting CEO. And also, I concur, we have lots of buildings there that we can upgrade. We do not need to build new buildings. But I also would like to emphasize that, you know, it was a real eye-opener to go to all these hospitals and realize actually what is happening in state healthcare. And I do think as a committee, we need to be doing a lot more of this. I mean, I had visited many of those hospitals prior to our visit myself, and I have visited many other hospitals. And you will find that many of our hospitals are really not in good stature. Although in the Eastern Cape, there were pockets of excellence that we saw as well, and we must acknowledge those pockets of excellence. But in my view, us as a committee need to be doing far more oversight and keeping the executive accountable for what's happening within our state healthcare facilities. But other than that, Chairperson, we as the DAU support the report. Just a true reflection. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. Anyone else outstanding? So, honourable members, the recommendation, it's all about recommendations. So if we go to the last pages, and, you will notice that committee recommendations, a couple of things noted. I'm going to speak of some which were raised. Is the one of give the report to the MOH at the MEC. It's exactly on Mr. Bujai what we do as a standard operation. But thanks for noting, because it's very important that we do that. I will ask Ms. Madjulamba just now maybe to talk on a few issues if it's needed. And there was a reason for getting this report accepted, because the market has been very busy. We didn't want this to spread over to next year. So we thought we'd squeeze in this very important meeting this morning. So thanks for this, for attending to this, and then at least the committee gets to the point of adopting its own report. And then, yes, fully agree, assistance to the NEC for application. For application for the infrastructure grant. I'm sure I'm not certain. Yes, we should include that. That is something that we have said, that we will assist. And I don't know how we will assist, but we can be informed by those who've been here much longer, like Ms. Madjulamba. This is done probably by writing. Then a writing to the SAPs on the mortuary, we said we would do that. Because I'm sure we have powers to influence such things about the judiciary bodies in the mortuary, the Vixen Hospital, and also about the writing to the local municipality about the control and the traffic along the road at the entrance to Zora Ginza Hospital. So I would like us to maybe capture that also, because I do remember those are things which I raised. And then the reporting by the CEOs in 3 months' time, and there was a suggestion also on the SIU investigation, so depending on how data is structured. But as soon as this report is adopted, we should write a letter to those CEOs that we had suggested that they should send us a report on the matters which we've raised, which is in the influence, the change, and to apply in the next 3 months, and then send us that report. And we need to be sure that we do follow up what we propose we are going to do. We need to be absolutely certain that we have a system by which we implement our own recommendations. And then the point on the new buildings, yes, it's captured in the report on the maintenance issues and in the report under the maintenance, but I do understand your point, because I also raised this point, why build new buildings? I even suggested before they stop with them. Fix their others instead of having so many buildings to maintain. So we must find the words to add those and get those buildings at provincial hospitals fixed as soon as possible. Those are really, really strong, good buildings. They're still standing after all these years. They're much better constructed than most of the other hospitals. Then the acting CEO accommodation, that was also mentioned, so we'll add that in the writing or in the recommendation. They should look into the accommodation of the acting CEO that is being paid by the department while he's receiving a salary from the department. That's it of Livingston Hospital and Provincial Hospital. Then I'm reminded that we also mentioned the fact that there weren't members of the hospital board at the other meetings, and we wanted to also, must be included, we also need to know about the hospital board at Doran Ginza Livingstone Hospital and PE Provincial Hospital. And then I think honourable members, those are about a few things which were raised. Can I now go over to asking that with amendments raised that we see there are two hands raised now. I was just going to go over into us moving for adoption of the report. But I'll take the hands first. Dr. Honourable Dr. Tim McGuire.
Chairperson, I feel you can complete so that when I speak, I don't need to come for the second time. You can complete what you were saying now.
I was going to say I was ready to go for adoption, to ask for adoption of the report, so you must speak now.
Okay. No, thank you very much. I just wanted to, I forgot to add two issues, but they're just complimentary to say thank you to the Secretariat for their report. I remember when we were there, they used to spend, they could not sleep like us because they had to write this report and make it look like it is right now, capturing all the details that we discovered during the course of the day. So we are blessed to have such Secretariat in our committee, and to say thanks to them. And secondly, to say, I remember when we were there, there were a lot of people that were complaining to say they usually have constant visits from various entities of the Department of Health, including the National Health Department. But they said they come, they get the complaint, but they never come back to give the feedback nor to monitor whatever was instructed for them to do. And I think we promised them to say, we are a different committee. We are different, and whatever we have promised that we will embark on, we have to do it, not as a certain political party, but as a committee, because there we showed that we can work together as a committee. So we have to continue working together for the sake of the success in the Department of Health. With the amendments, as they have been suggested, we support the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thanks for thanking our staff. And they work very hard and they do good work. So we're very much appreciated on their behalf. I'll ask them later to say their own, put in their own input. Honorable Munyai?
Thank you, Chair. I don't think we should take up the issue of building new infrastructure, because otherwise we'll be short-sighted not to know that there's migration, mobility from Eastern Cape to PE and from other areas. So, and the population grows. That's how long-range planning will assist us. So that we should also welcome, because it will give us more capacity. I'm not saying there should not be intervention now on the current infrastructure. The other issues, Chairperson, maybe I didn't put it very well. I spoke the issues of the national crisis. Maybe I must simplify it. I mean that in the Eastern Cape, in the PE, there are medical specialist doctors, okay, who are colored, who are really representing the demographics of that area, which is colored and also white, which are marginalized. That came out from the presentation. I feel strongly that issue must be presented, because we are South Africa of everybody. We know that the Africans in particular are dominant, but when the experts are there, we don't have to go and get some people from the villages of Eastern Cape to pay them hotels there. Yet there are people that have their own houses and there are specialists there. So that issue need to be also attended to please, Chairperson, for some concern about. I saw the specialist in my own eyes who are present in the hospital. So I think they need also to, that point needs to be considered. But other issues, Chairperson, I think are not, is something we can deal with on affairs with it. I don't have to put it forward here. I have no objection to consider adoption the report, of the report with those amendments.
Thank you, Honorable Munyai. The two things you're saying, this of the new building. That new building they were talking about was the 70-hour observation unit. But fine, we're hearing you say we should not say all buildings, no new buildings, which does make sense. We cannot say no new buildings, but it was specifically to that building where they had indicated, I think they were going to spend 19 million rand or 59 million rand. But we'll capture it correctly. Thank you. Honorable Gerda. And before you go, Honorable Munyai, you raised a very important point, but I will raise it later if I take it. All of that. Honorable Gerda.
Thank you very much, Chess. Let me also appreciate the team of Parliament that was led by CC Majalamba, Vyokazi Majalamba. Indeed, Honorable Dr. Tembekwai, we saw them. They were having a sleepless night compiling the report. I think we must really appreciate, as portfolio committee members, the excellent and the good work that they are doing for us, and the report that they've produced. We really appreciate to have good staff in the Department of Health, and also appreciate the because he's from the office of the minister, but he was also part of the delegation noting every concern that we saw in Eastern Cape, and he will also report to the minister while we are also going to report to the minister. We really appreciate your support, Joe Khatla, in our portfolio committee. But also, Chair, appreciate you. As you said, this is our last meeting for this year. You've been chairing this meeting, accommodating us and also working with us very good. We really appreciate your leadership style. Even during other times we give you headaches, but you really tested a cadre that understand every situation, every human being in the portfolio. We really appreciate you, Chair, as our chairperson. But also, Chair, I want to adopt the report. I want to move for the adoption of the report as tabled before us. This is the true reflection of what has been said, of what you saw in Eastern Cape. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think Honorable Kela has indeed presented our appreciation into the work of the portfolio and the committee and you having to lead us. I think even the department and the minister throughout has been indeed instrumental in our work, Chair. Having gone to Kabeja Eastern Cape, Chair, I think we ahead of us other provinces wherein we must also do an oversight work so that there is improvement. But Chair, I must raise with you that I rise in support of what indeed Honorable Nyai had raised and other members to say I think the report is reflecting of what we have realized in Western Cape, in Eastern Cape, Chair, and indeed it be approved. Thank you, Chair, and to all of you and all of us, as it is our last meeting, enjoy your festive with the family and keep safe, and the health of our families and everybody is key, Chair. We look forward to our work on the NHI, and we are focused on that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. We will come to the wishes, but thank you very much for Honorable Tewela, the Honorable Clark. And I won't take further because we have to also finish at some stage, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Chairperson. I share the sentiment of the Honorable Member in the committee, suffice to say that I support the move for the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Clark.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just on that note, I know we're going to come to the well wishing, wishing everybody well wishes for the year, and I'll speak about that when it's my turn. But I do want to say thank you to our support staff. I think they do an amazing job and, always ensure that we get our documents and make sure that meetings are set. And when we were on oversight, they really tried their very best to make sure that all members were comfortable. So thanks for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would also like to just then mention the addition of what Honorable Munya has raised, and it was raised in our interaction with, and it was raised specifically by him at the meeting with the CEO, with the agency and the MEC, etc. So surely I'd like to support what he's been suggested, or what he has suggested on the national question, the employment of people who are from the region or from the district. In fact, I even raised that I am from around the corner from there, where I've grown up, and Honorable Munya asked me, are we saying there are no people from around the region or the district who are qualified to do some of the work which people are brought from further areas to come and do in the Nelson Mandela Bay region? And I said, surely if there's somebody like me, there would be many others like me too. And so we would like to add that position to the recommendations, Ms. Majalamba, one of the amendments to be made. And we'll capture it correctly. So, Honorable Members, with the amendments which we had raised, today there have been some movers for the adoption of this report by the Portfolio Committee, and we also had a second. So the mover was Honorable Geller, and the seconder was Honorable Kaba. Are we in agreement with those two with the adoption? Can we please? And you've all mentioned that you all agree to the adoption and correctedness apart from the amendments of this report. Can we finally agree to this?
Agreed.
Thank you.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
Thank you very much.
Honourable
Okay, thank you. This is great. Honourable Fantaden, you're right, Judge. Oh, just say yes, thumbs up. Thank you. Okay. Ms. Majalamba, can we move to the minutes which we need to adopt? I think they're about 5 sets of minutes, so we'll go very quickly, Honourable Members. These are the minutes of the 19th of September. You can consideration adoption of the Peter Pollard.
Sorry,
Chair. Yes,
the date is wrong on the minutes. Therefore, the 19th of October. I'll make that amendment.
Thank you. I did not even pick that up. Thank you. That's the adoption of the committee's budgetary review and recommendations report. Please have a look whether you have been registered to be in attendance that day. You can scroll. Consideration adoption could not reach a consensus on whether to adopt the report as needs to disclose the proposed amendments and recommendations and voted on the matter. 7 members of the committee voted in favor, 3 committee members voted against adopting the report, and the report was adopted without amendment. Thank you. Next page. The doctor's out amendments, the Honourable Tiwela moved for adoption report seconded by Honourable Munyai. Are we done? Was that the last page? Can I ask for somebody to move for adoption of these minutes?
I do, Honourable Munyai.
Thank you. Any seconder?
Chairperson.
Yes.
Mahlengwa, I second the minutes are the true reflection of what we have deliberated on that day. Thank you.
To both of you. Mr.
Mahlengwa,
next
set
of minutes. It was approved by closed deliberations on the National Health Insurance Bill. It was on the 26th of October 2022. First page, note that you are marked as being in attendance. Next page. It is stopped there. It was the committee deliberated on the clauses. From clause 48 to 51, agreed committee will resume its deliberation on clause 51 as we did. And thank you very much. Anything on this page?
Agreed.
Agreed. Thank you very much. Seconded?
I'm seconded.
Who is that? Who is that? Honorable
Mugela.
Thank you. Next set of minutes. November 2022, closed by closed deliberation. See if you mark present. Following page. It was closed by closed deliberations from clauses 57 to 59 of chapter 11. And that the proposed amendments will be included in the committee's agenda to the people. Anyone and the resolutions, part will bring the committee to the schedule, which was done. So the agreed minister will respond to the issues which were raised. And that was done. So, honorable members, next page. All right, can I ask for anybody to move for adoption of these minutes?
Munyai, move for the adoption.
For Munyai, any seconder?
Kaba second.
Okay, Anna Gela was first. Thank you for Honorable Gela. Next set of minutes. It was the 2nd of November. Okay, 2nd November, we see closed by closed deliberation. First page. Second page. And the clauses 51, okay, 51 to 10, to chapter 10, yes. Next, that's the last page. Can I ask for the mover for adoption, please?
I move for the adoption.
I move for the adoption of the agenda of the report.
Honorable Monia, you are first. Honorable Gela, any seconder?
Can I second, Chair?
Thank you, Honorable Kaba. End of minutes. Honorable members, this was the 16th of November. Please note if you you marked to be in attendance that day. Second page. And the discussions were that members of the Turn Labour preformed at the meeting of the physical, that is the discussion of physical and hybrid. And can I just see what is the purpose of the meeting? I missed that. Can you scroll back up? It was the briefing by the Department of Health on the schedule to the National Health Insurance. Thank you. You can scroll again. Second page, honourable members. Anything?
Nothing. Let's move.
Third page.
Also, we are clear. Thank you.
You know, and the last one, last page. I know there's just my name there, but yep. Thank you. So, can I ask for a motion for adoption of this minute?
Munyai, move for the adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Munyai. Any seconder?
Gela, second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Gela. Thank you very much. Is there another set of minutes? November 17th, responses by the Minister of Health and issues raised during the public hearing committee's closed by closed deliberation. This was the introductory remark given by the Minister. See if you mark this present. Next page. And then again, the story mentioned, and then third, next page. Then there's the briefing. And discussions, and the Minister brings a committee, which was subsequently done by the department. Can I ask for adoption, for a mover to adopt this this minute?
Sir, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Gela. Anyone to second? Nobody wants to second these minutes. Anyone want to second the minutes?
I do, sir.
Mr. Majalamba, is there another set? I don't think so.
Yes, sir. We'll adopt up to the 30th so that we are up to date.
Okay. Thank you. This is a briefing by the Content Advisor on the Matrix of the National Health Insurance Bill Public Hearings. First page. Second page. Anything? You happy with that? Third page. Can I ask for any?
I move for that adoption, Chair. Munyai.
Thank you. Moving for the adoption. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
The next set of minutes. Sponsored by the Department on issues which were raised during the public hearing to the committee's closed by closed deliberation. First page. Note if you were there, mark this present. Next page. We've had a presentation done by Dr. Chris. There are the discussions at the bottom. And then last page.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Munyai. Moving for the adoption of the minutes. Any seconder?
I second.
Thank you, Ms. Lengua, for seconding. Honorable Slengua for seconding the adoption of the minutes. I think those are the last minutes.
Yes, sir.
So, honorable members, we're coming to the last part of our meeting. which is we are all going on a short vacation. We are where we haven't had much of a break in the past because of the work at the NHI Bill, which was before us. And let me personally thank all of you for your commitment again and your dedication and the hard work that was put in. This committee has done exceptionally well, I think. It's an exemplary committee, even as far as adoption of its minutes, because the we understand we have had times when we are not really late. It was once, but of course there was a vacation in between. But apart from that, also the work that has been done by our support staff, led by Ms. Majel Lamba, Mr. Rahim and Mr. Ngabe and Nombali. Sorry that I'm now stuck with the surname now, but all of you, Magubane, yes, Magubane, and all of you have done a lot of good work in the background to bring us to where we are today. And I want to wish you all very well for the vacation and take care of yourselves. Be mindful of the dangers lurking around the corners and on the road, etc. We're living at a time where crime is very rife, very dangerous to go about. So yes, those are just a few words from me, but I'm going to allow every single member to say something to each other very quickly. Thank you. Anyone first? Honourable Fastadik? Honourable Clark next?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Chairperson, I first want to start with the committee secretary and the support staff for their hard work that they have done this past year. Exceptional hard work they have done. I think it was well done to them. And if it wasn't for them, we couldn't have completed our task successfully. So I just wanted to thank them for their indulgence sometimes with us as well. As politicians, when we go into robust debate into this committee, they must hear, they must open their ears for all our debates. And I think sometimes it can be frustrating, but I want to thank them for the good work they have done. Chairperson, to you as well as chairperson of the committee, I want to thank you for the leadership you are giving to this committee. I think you are an exceptional leader, and I have the greatest respect for you. And I want to thank you for that and for your support also to us as members. To my fellow members of this committee and my colleagues, I've said it many times in Parliament as well and in this committee, we are a family. And sometimes some family members fight, but afterwards we have the greatest respect for each other. We don't hold it against each other, and that is really appreciated. I've sent a message also yesterday, and you all have responded, and I just once again want to thank each and everybody in this committee, the members, the colleagues, you chairperson, and the support staff, for your support to our family during this difficult year we have just passed. And we really appreciate it that you, members of this committee and support staff and chairperson, have done for us as a family for the support you have given us. I want to wish you all, on behalf of Freedom Front Plus, a blessed Christmas. Please stay safe. Have a happy new year. And I hope and pray that we will see each other again at the beginning of next year. Thank you very much, chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would just also like to echo what Member from Carden said. Thank you very much to the Secretary and the support staff. And I would like to wish every one of our members on the committee very best of Christmas and happy new year, and if you're travelling anywhere, please stay safe. And Chairperson, also to use your tolerance at times, I mean, there is always it's often heated debate on this committee, and thank you for your indulgence when it comes to those aspects, and to you and your family as well. Hopefully, as it leads to Christmas. And then just remember from God, and I think we are all so happy that he has been here and that he's going to progress with good health. It really was great news for all of us in this community to hear you today. But go fast and enjoy being with your families and thank you for the visit. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Munyoy.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, for the opportunity. On behalf of the African National Congress, I want to congratulate all the members of this portfolio committee. We indeed had a robust debate, and at the end, or in final analysis, we have a great respect for each other. We are just a family, despite our political affiliation. I share the contribution by Honorable Van Staden. So I must, and also by Honorable Clark. I must also thank you, Chairperson, for your stewardship. You are very outstanding and exceptional leader who provided us with direction when we are not really strong. We really thank you for your leadership and the collective contribution towards that leadership. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. But also, without the support of the staff, whom sometimes would trouble them to phone them to get some details of the meeting, the reports to be resent, they never say no. They always supported us. And for those, we must thank them, because our strength of the SA committee was derived from the supporting team. Even through logistic, as and when we travel for oversight, they will always be there to support us. And I think their support also was outstanding. I think the support of all the honorable members, yourself and the committee, support has been really outstanding. And it's not really what we have expected. It is beyond our expectation and satisfaction. Thank you very much to you all, and happy Christmas and blessed New Year. May God protect you, all of you, as well as the Lord protect me too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable,
Mine is too short. Maybe something is vague, but I want to thank God for this wonderful committee, for this wonderful commitment committee that God has chosen. And I've said, and I will say even to you, that you are chosen by God to serve in this committee. Let us praise him. Let us put him first, because we are children. This department is a delicate department, need somebody who's dedicated, who's committed, who somebody forgive about themselves. But this committee, all those qualities you get from this committee. And thank you very much for the supporting staff who always positive when we are just phoning in any time. You are chosen by God. God has chosen you to serve in this a very, very dedicated committee. I thank you.
Honorable Dr. Tebogoya.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just would like to give thanks first to you, our Chairperson, for having such, I mean, your period this year was very difficult, but you always had to come with a solution that would silence us in the ultimate end, apart from, taking us out of the committee itself because the going was getting very tough. But you are a good chairperson, and you have that intellect of bringing people to order. So we thank you, and we wish you that you may come back also next year and be able to lead us again. And not forgetting our secretary, the leader of the secretariat, Vuyo, very kind and always smiling somebody, but very strict, very strict. And we thank you and say also thank you to those that were working with you, including the support staff, who are our researchers who always sharpened our minds with the possible questions that we would ask to whoever was presenting to us. To my colleagues, I would say, yes, we have had our different robust political engagements, some of them resulting into psychological disturbance, even though we were able to survive, all of us, because I never had a report of somebody being admitted in Vescopis. I think you know where Vescopis is. We never, no one of us was admitted in Vescopis, which means we are psychologically very engaged and we are able to survive that. And I would say thank you for being part of this committee, and Merry Christmas for all of you and Happy New Year. Wish you all the best. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, I forgot our backbone of the health, Johannes Kahla. Please also include him when it's summarized, and the ministry. Thank you.
And myself too, Chairperson, the same as what Honorable Munyai has said. Thank you.
Thank you. Then there's a message from Honorable Ismail. She's saying, good morning, everyone. I am at the hospital and therefore not able to speak now, but would like to convey a special thanks to the office and support staff. Colleagues, I wish you well over the festive season. Keep well and stay safe, Asina Ismail. Honourable members, I'm also going to allow Honourable
Gela. No, I'll be doing a mistake by not sending my message to Honourable members, to convey my message to Honourable members, to join Honourable Munyai. On wishing and other members, on wishing every one of you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And also, Sisma Jalamba and the team, I hope you are going to enjoy festive season and relax, and we'll meet next year, Chairperson, hoping that next year we'll have a tour, Chair, overseas tour, so that at least, and also visit other provincial provinces, so that at least we see what is happening. But really, we appreciate your leadership, Chair. Indeed, you are a listener, you understand issues. We really appreciate and thank God for giving us you to lead us in this portfolio. And also, we thank God for saving a life of Honorable Philip, my friend. I know that you went in difficult moment, but we thank God for saving you, my brother. Let's keep it up in the good team, working good team, to save the life of South Africans. I wish you all the best and enjoy your Christmas and New Year.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Beautiful words we have said to each other. I am still going to allow Joe Kahla to say something. He's been traversing this road with us, being with us all the time. And Ms. Majavamba and the other staff want to, or she can speak on behalf of them. But just a quick reminder that you will still be receiving email correspondence, the policy dialogue on universal healthcare, which will take place on the 12th of December. Just as a reminder, and I wish that we would all join that. It would be a good learning curve for all of us. Mr. Joe Cutler, you want to express any wishes? Is he still here? He's probably been called off to some other work. I don't see him on the platform. Ms. Majalamba?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank all the members, all the committee members for their kind words. We really appreciate them and wishing all them all the best over the festive season. Merry Christmas to everyone and a prosperous New Year and God bless. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Are you speaking about the others or should I call them?
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity and thank you so much for all the kind words. We appreciate it very much. Even though we do the work on the background, we didn't realize that the work that we do is being appreciated by members. We will try to work as hard as we possibly can with the next year. And wish all the members and yourself, Chairperson, a good break and a safe one. And we'll see each other next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Magobane. Yes, Magobane, are you here? Mr. Rahim?
Thank you, Chairperson. We really appreciate the kind words and appreciation from members and the committee and of yourself. I just want to also echo what my colleagues have said and wish everyone well over the festive season and looking forward to working with you next year. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mrabe.
Thank you so much, Chairperson, and the honourable members together with the team. I want to thank you, the Chairperson, for leading us as the Health Portfolio Committee and the honorable members for continuing to guide us. We, on behalf of the support staff, I self-appoint for them, we pledge to continue to support members, support this committee, because of the enormous role that it plays in the socio-economic trajectory of our country, and wishing you all a Merry Christmas. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, we will just also later have a discussion at the right moment around this report finally with the department. So while the youth already going on leave, we're still going to have a short meeting again as the Chair and the support staff. But from me, just also a few things that I've been reminded. Honourable Van Staden, we're very happy that you've come to this and that you're now cancer-free, as we had expressed yesterday. This is really a gift from God that has given you a second opportunity to a good life. Take care of yourself. Be a witness and a testimony to how you had come through this. But also for your own strength, that even at this time you weren't moaning and groaning with us in our meetings. You were always strong and positive, and it's wonderful to see your character at this point in time. And then, Honourable Wilson, your son's illness, we hope he's doing much better now. We know it was difficult for you, but we wished well, and I think there was another family member who was not well, and we wish continued strength and continued recovery. And then, Honourable Ismail, we know about your daughter's accident. I hope things are going much better with him now, and that you and the family are strengthened, and that you will, as I know you will be, will always be there for those daughters of yours in terms of their recovery, and that they will have speedy recovery. And all other members who are not well, and family members who are not well, we pray for you, and we We hope that things would only go well with all of us. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful festival season. Enjoy the new year. Don't go to the beach. It will be too full early next year. Rather go to the beach around about the 10th of January. Thank you, honorable members, and goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.